Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody. It is Friday in most parts of the world. This is not a Weekly Planet episode or a Caravan of Garbage episode. What it is, if you are familiar with Andrew Levins from the Hey Fam podcast and various other podcasts, including this podcast that he has also been on, him and Angus recorded, as they do every year, a very special E3 mega-sized, giant, enormous episode covering all the major events. Everything to the Avengers game to probably a Zelda game, I'd imagine. Yeah, this is kind of an area that Mason and I obviously lack any knowledge in. We thought, hey, so why not release the episode here? An episode of the podcast Hey Fam, which has been described as the Weekly Planet, but fucked. Anyway, here it is. Enjoy. If young Metro don't
trust you, I'm gonna show you. Bam, 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 bam. Hey Fam, welcome to Hey Fam. Damn. My name is Levins, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Guigi.
Guigi, get Guevins.
Guangus.
I'm not here, yeah. But don't get me wet. Which I think I'm going to, given the subject matter of this episode and how much it excites us. It is Christmas for neckbeards. It is...
That's good. I don't think you're going to do better than Christmas for neckbeards.
No, you're right. This one's going on the Planet Broadcast feed, so I'll whisper that one on your ear later.
Oh, cool. Save it for PayFam.
But let's just say it rhymed with Schollenbein. Schollenbein shooters. Oh, damn it.
It's E3 a week. We've had all the conferences have happened in the last couple of days.
E number three, Epcot, Electronic, Estonia. Every Ecstasy. Year they go back to Estonia. They hold the conference. Everyone travel. It's like the Olympics, except
they recreate
it's every year.
Epcot Center.
They rebuild the
Epcot
Ecstasy in Estonia. They get on Ecstasy, then they knock it down because they're on Ecstasy, and then they rebuild it every year again.
It's a beautiful tradition, and
it's one I love. And I tell you what, it better not end.
So we've got
one year we'll get sent there for some reason.
Yeah, like to the actual E3 conference, or to this thing we just made.
Consider
up?
This a warning, E3. We're gonna get there.
Yeah,
yeah. Surely we can get accreditation.
Let's do a Kickstarter.
Let's
and just but let's not actually get invited to the conference, just sit out the front of it and be like, we made it.
Let's go Dan Single style GoFundMe and then claim you forgot about doing it.
That's very, very, very niche joke. So we've had
it's on my mind.
Yeah, I know.
It's always there as a last resort.
It was a classic Sydney moment. So we had
global moment.
We had a bunch of video game press conferences.
Hell yeah.
And the true loser of E3 this year was anyone who actually watched all of them.
So you're pretty much a bit of a loser, aren't you?
I'm pretty much a bit of a loser.
Yeah, I've my neck beard has since receded because I didn't watch that many of it.
Why? Well, I
of them.
I
but then
find
again, we had a pretty good time zone this year, I got to say, for the most part.
Yeah. Last week I said I wasn't going to watch the Nintendo one.
I knew hell you were lying.
Yeah, then last night before I went to bed, I was like, fuck it.
Kissed your kids and said, daddy's a liar. Good night, Ella.
Set an alarm for 2 a.m.
Did you watch it in bed next to your wife?
Yeah, yeah. And she woke up to my alarm too. And
that's
was like,
fucked.
Was like,
oh. You know you can use your watch as a silent alarm that taps you.
But
I do that all the time. I got to do like
when
will
I charge my watch though?
You get 2 days out of this.
No, not if you exercise.
I'm kicking several goals a day. I'm getting a list.
I use mine to listen to music and exercise.
And do ecstasy.
And
I'm
do ecstasy.
I'm getting 10Ks a day minimum. And
at Epcot, yeah. Estonia.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not allowed to listen to music at work. It's banned. I don't use it for that. I like my phone on me at all times.
Yeah. But anyway, so
I've got a new phone.
She woke up to me waking myself up for the Nintendo Direct.
Fucked. But no, the thing is, if you knew you were going to wake up, Then you should have done anyway. You can put on charge when you really need to sleep.
I know. Look. I realize I wish I know what to do next year. I wish you were there in between me and my wife.
Yelling at you going, you should have charged you. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that. I do that a lot. Even when I have like, it's called a considerate alarm. And I think you should start considering others.
I will. I definitely should. Because
after
she was
lying to your kids and like assaulting your wife.
She was like, what the fuck? Levins must have like accidentally set the wrong alarm.
Nope. And then, he's just a weeb.
And then in the morning woke up and she saw that I tweeted, considering waking my entire family up and telling them that I love Nintendo.
Look, man.
And she was like, God damn it, it was some Nintendo bullshit.
Get it. I do it for Star Wars trailers.
Why did I marry this motherfucker?
Okay, I do it for Star Wars trailers. And yeah. I used to do it for Nintendo. But like a battered spouse. I'm not saying male or female because I'll let the listener decide.
But it rhymes with B-male.
Yeah. rhymes with Schmollenbein, Schmemale. Schmolling for Schmollenbein. I've been disappointed too many times.
What, you stay up for that?
Just the Wii U one still gets me because it was such a good announce and then they didn't deliver at all.
Yeah.
I still think about that old man video chatting that like tween. Remember?
Oh, that like the show off that you could like do video chat on the Wii U.
Yeah, and the action figures responding to like their action. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a work of art. I want to find out the production team who did it. So when we die and they make their Hey Fam film, I want the Wii U directors.
That'd be great.
I bet it was like Tim and Eric or something. You know how it's just like people do shit without saying who did it?
Yeah, true. So yeah, full disclaimer, we are big Nintendo fanboys.
Yeah.
If you didn't
know
that
about us. Couple of big N's you could say here. You and I got big N's on our foreheads. Neocortex style. Who's now on a Nintendo system.
That's true.
In two games, CTR and CTs, Crash Trilogy. Remaster. So it's two CTRs.
I think so. That's the bad guy in Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah, Dr. Neocortex. And he's just got a huge N on his forehead.
What does the N stand for?
That's a
Neocortex?
It rhymes with Schmemale.
Let's go to the, we're gonna skim through the other conferences. There were some pretty cool announcements scattered throughout them.
Huge announcement before E3, Xbox Cologne, which I think was the
if you want to smell like an Xbox, now you can.
I mean, there's no way that's ever gonna be, there's no way that's looking good. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way that's gonna be well received. I just don't know why, like, the one console which is so aligned with like Monster Energy basement dweller. You know what I mean? Like
the one that like, yeah, like when you
the
think
people
of
that
like
say N word on games or the F word, like on Xbox Live. You know what I mean? Neocortex and Schmemales. When gaming. The people that know, yeah, it's so synonymous with that, that just to lean into the fact, you could tell it started off as a joke maybe, but just that, yeah, that seeing that Xbox logo, this sounds so bad. I'm sorry if you have an Xbox, but to me, it's like you're seeing like a Monster Energy drink. You know what I mean? That logo,
of course,
was so,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, the font and everything is, well,
it's
so aggressive.
Of the 360 generation, they were like they won that generation, and I did that by aligning themselves.
Did they beat the PS3?
Yeah, with like Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Yeah, they just leaned into like the worst shit, and now they're all got anime avatars
and
on Twitter.
Yeah, and they are the ones leading the charge with in terms of like doing the voice. You know,
voice chat, Xbox voice chat. Live.
Yeah.
And now they all have anime avatars and are telling like AOC to kill herself.
Yeah, I guess in winning the kind of race to be the always online console,
yeah,
they align themselves with the worst people
who are
always
online. Yeah, it's so true. Salute to True Kings. But now like apparently they want you to wash yourself, which I don't know, is that a dig?
They don't want you to wash yourself, just don't want you to spray the Xbox
shower spray.
Oh, wow, cool.
Like, body gel.
Really head to toe in that Xbox.
What do you think it smells like? Pizzazz. I know this is so hacky, but what do you think it smells like?
Like, I reckon,
it smells like 15-year-old boy or something, right?
How would you know what that smells like?
Well, I was one.
Okay, right. What did you smell like when you were 15?
Like
that different?
It went out yet.
I smell like a GameCube.
Yeah, I smell like I did, actually. I had a GameCube. Black one.
Yeah,
I
think
purple, but they didn't make them by the time I got them.
Do you reckon it's that real pungent, like Lynx Africa smell?
I reckon it's purposefully pungent so you can smell them coming a mile away
and
make a decision if you want to linger or get out of the way.
In 6 months from now, will they release an Xbox
rape whistle
pro? No. Yeah, sure. All right, sure. I was gonna do a really bad pro joke, but that rape whistle's way better
or worse depending on your point of view. Yeah, that I hear that's in the pipeline from those geniuses at Xbox.
All right, we got some some conferences to get through. Yeah. EA had it. Well, there was Stadia before E3.
So it didn't do anything, did it? Like, it didn't set the world on fire.
It was weird. They announced some like okay sounding games that are coming.
Exclusives?
Yeah, like, or... oh, I don't know, that are going to be on it.
Now, one thing I read, which is kind of strange, is they've like said, and maybe it's a good thing they've said, developers can name their own like subscription prices. Like,
yeah,
it's not locked in, but then it's like that can also be very bad.
Well, some developers are like, I don't know what we're gonna, how we'll get paid from making our games available on Stadia, and
because the thing with Apple, which people either love or hate, is that they take a chunk, but then they've also got such strong regulations around their like subscriptions, and you know, one of the largest market share. You know, it's like they're purposefully doing the opposite, where it's like there is no regulation.
Sure.
It's a very Google.
But yeah,
they've like changed the font to you know, how their phones let you have like Papyrus as your system font.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're very much like, no, you can decide what to do, and it's just it's maybe not always good. It's maybe good to trust.
Yeah, I know, definitely. Like, yeah, Android users exclusively have the worst fonts.
Oh, not only worst fonts, the worst fucking photos on... Whenever you're looking at Instagram stories, the ones that look like they're from a Game Boy camera, you can bet your ass it's Android.
Don't most Samsungs and shit have better cameras than an iPhone?
Yeah, but not everyone who has an Android has a Samsung.
Oh, okay, you know what right, I mean?
It's
yeah,
so
sure.
Omnipresent on so many
right,
different...
Right, yeah, sure.
Whatevers.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost redundant being Australians talking about Google Stadia because it sounds
we're never going to get it.
We won't ever... even if we do get it, we won't be able to use it because our internet sucks so much here.
Yeah, 100%.
That we just won't be able to stream any of these games. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird also that Google seemed to be kind of targeting an audience who don't have a console but also are willing to pay $60 for a game to stream on Google.
It's... $60 of what a month?
Well, like, you still have to buy the games. You can't, like, there is a subscription service that you can get to play some games.
It's not all.
But if you want to buy a specific game, you have to pay.
And then it's like, well, if someone's paying a full price game, they're either going to have like a home built PC or they're
going to
have like a PS4 Pro or an Xbox One. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then it's like, why would you play a game through a Chromecast then, which doesn't have like the...
Well, I think the appeal is you could be playing it on your TV through your Chromecast
and
or whatever.
And it's using a server's...
And then you
whatever.
Can keep playing it on your phone using the... Like, yeah. Using it as a screen with your game.
Because it doesn't matter about controller. The processing and the Chromecast. It's like the server nearby that's running the game.
And then you're like, it's the controller itself connects to the internet. So you have like way less lag in terms of that. I don't know. It sounds like not for me at all.
No, I mean, yeah, it's...
And speaking of not for me at all, EA had their conference first. The first one of the first
EA
is
EA Sports.
But they opened with something that does
it's
appeal to me.
It's in your ass.
Respawn are making the new Star Wars game. We've been awaiting this one for a long time.
Wait, do we only see this trailer at E3? Oh, yeah. We saw a while ago a teaser, but we saw gameplay at E3.
That's right. Yeah, it was like a 13-minute long gameplay trailer.
I was into it. It's what I want.
Fallen Order, the new Star Wars single player game.
I'm into it, man.
Yeah, totally.
Looked like Uncharted meets like... Apparently, I was reading rumors of my illiteracy have been exaggerated. I read an interview with a developer who said it's taken some... And you're probably going to get an erection at this word.
Yeah, yeah. Going to say the M word. Meocortex.
Some meocortex. Some vibes. So, there's a lot of like upgrading, going back, getting stuff.
Yeah, so then when
Which
I
was interesting.
Like, what we saw was very like
Uncharted.
Uncharted, like, you know, set
it's
piece.
Extremely Uncharted. And I loved the set piece nature because Star Wars is, you know, it's basically a series of set pieces, the films. Like,
yeah.
I loved seeing the monster fight. I was like, thank God we're seeing that because, you know, every Star Wars movie, there's a fight with like a monster who tries to eat a ship or
yeah,
do
totally,
something. And
yeah.
all these games, have always it's you versus Stormtroopers or you versus Jedi, you know what
the
I mean?
The main character is pretty boring, but he has a cute droid, so who cares?
Oh, fuck the person. The droid's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck the person.
Yeah, fuck the person.
But yeah, like even though we saw like a very, very like kind of like focused like slice
on
of
rails.
The game on rails kind of vibe.
On Kashyyyk, you're freeing Wookiees, which I'm, you know what, we're good guys. We're into, and we're not.
Was the guy that you meet, like one of the first characters
Saw Gerrera.
It was Saw Gerrera.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's Saw Gerrera. He's like
when is
a huge,
set?
It is, so judging, I don't worry, I've been doing some deep dives.
Yeah.
It is not before, it's not during Rogue One because he's bald Saw Gerrera.
Right.
So it's him when Jyn was like a young girl.
Is he going to make you fuck a mind slug?
A ball gullet. Yeah, yeah. I hope ball gullet is in it.
I defend Rogue One and then people remind me about that scene. And I'm like, oh yeah.
No, that is like one of the weirdest scenes in any Star Wars film, hands down. And for that reason, I kind of like it. It's so weird. It's like almost David Lynch-y. It's like weird and sexy.
Yep.
If the idea of sexy is like wet tentacles touching your face, which, I mean, I watch a lot of anime. That's all I'm saying.
No anime I've watched so far has had tentacles in it yet. I'll
send you the links.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this ain't on Anime Lab.
But yeah, after this.
So yeah, I'd say it's just before the start of Rogue One.
Right, yep.
So the Empire's like in full swing. Darth Vader's kind of been Darth Vader for 10 years. Order 66 happened a while ago because he was a Padawan during Order 66 who escaped the lead, and he seems to be a young man here, so you could say he's anywhere between like 18 to 22 or something.
Yeah, so it's like 20 years before.
So I think he's been living like 10 years as like in hiding.
Yep.
Which we kind of saw in that last trailer where he's like in bars and cafes and like looking over his shoulder when Imperial officers come by.
So yeah, what we saw was a very like, you know, Uncharted-esque single player like, you know, set piece.
Yeah.
But yeah, like devs, the guys working on it, the Respawn guys who did Titanfall 2.
Yep. Apex Legends.
That's right.
Yeah.
Apex Legends or the other one?
Maybe the other one.
No, Apex Legends, the good one.
No, they did Apex Legends.
Anthem is one people don't like. Yeah. But yeah, they've gone on to say that it's actually like it's a much more of an open world game than what we saw kind of suggested it was. And yeah, there are elements of Metroid and even Zelda. And Dark Souls in terms of combat.
Yeah.
I loved the combat, like, you know, that
you had to really be.
You had to.
Now it's my turn. We're just hitting my collectible shelf here.
Angus has a big glass cabinet full of SH figure arts, Star Wars, and I sat down earlier and
it was in the like, ripples, wrong spot.
The ripples that my butt led into the floorboard.
Yeah, it was wild.
Knocked over
six of them.
A Praetorian Guard.
Praetorian Guard, Phasma, First Order Stormtrooper, Episode 1, Obi-Wan, Episode 3, Anakin.
3PO.
Basically, yeah, it was a good mix. Once I sat down,
Rey's
I did
still
the same thing
there.
As you, and everyone fell down except for Kylo, Darth Vader and Darth Maul.
That rules, bro.
And I was like, damn, that's some dark side shit in here. I was loving it.
But yeah, I loved the combat that we saw.
Yeah, it looked sick. Man, how good was that moment when the Stormtrooper shot and you froze the laser, much like Kylo at the start of Force Awakens, and then like Force pulled him towards you and like threw him through it?
Yeah, so
I
good.
Was just like, because I mean like, remember Star Wars, was it 30, remember the one they were making, the like, underground one, like the one where you were like a bounty hunter hand. That looked amazing. Mm-hmm. But come on, man. When you play a Star Wars game, you want to be like a fucking Jedi. Mm. And you want to be an overpowered Jedi, which doesn't make sense in the context of...
And that's why I'm so glad it's a Titanfall 2, guys. Like, I've only played like an hour of that kind of single-player campaign. I should go back and finish it. But like, there were so many... PS4, yeah.
Yeah, right.
There were so many...
It was like an Xbox exclusive for some reason.
I think the first Titanfall was at first. I can't remember. I'm talking through my butt. I don't know. But yeah, there was lots of crazy ideas in that game.
Do you want water or tea?
I would love some iced tea, please.
Good, iced tea? Yeah, cool.
Was it barley tea? Is that what you call it? Mm. But yeah, the rest of the EA conference, after a great
show,
what
else
Fallen
was there?
Order. I mean, it's just the usual
Soccer.
Shit. It's a lot of updates you've got FIFA, you had The Sims 4, there was some Apex Legends stuff, Battlefield 5, just updates to a lot of games that we already know already exist.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Good on you, EA. But I mean, I think a good showing for Fallen Order. I'm psyched for that game. It comes out the week after Death Stranding.
It could be nice to like, well, I don't know. It looked like a fun arcadey slash 'em up, and then after hearing stuff about it, I'm like, fuck, I really might have to like sink more time into that than I anticipated.
Man, a mix of open world with like Uncharted style set pieces. Yeah. Like that sounds so fun.
I think it looks great. I honestly do. I think I love that setting. I love how unexplored that era is. Canonically.
And I think especially when you compare it to the other big Disney-owned franchise that also debuted its big game later in another show, I think this is definitely the better of the two of those games.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Forrest Whitaker's there with his daggy-ass eye. I'm there. But it looks... By looking at that, that's like the Saw Gerrera who we didn't see in Rogue One. He was kind of crazy by the end of Rogue One.
Yep.
But in the Clone Wars, he's kind of like a young dude being like, hey, let's take on the Rebellion. He's kind of heroic and kind of looks like that Saw Gerrera.
Right. So next up, we have a 2-hour long Microsoft Xbox conference.
Yeah.
So the key to enjoying E3 the most, I think, is not watching the...
Smelling good.
And also smelling good. Obviously, waking up, first thing you do, bathe in the Xbox lotion.
Yeah.
Spray on that
Douse
Xbox
yourself.
Spray.
Yeah.
And
spray
then,
the nearest woman But next I fought to you, be it wife or sister or mother with Xbox.
Xbox spray. For her.
Yeah, yeah. X. Oh, I was gonna make it. It is a. Use your imagination. Sexbox.
Sexbox. Great.
I don't know. Just come
the
up.
The other
with your
sexbox.
Own.
Yeah. But I follow Wario64.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a really great Twitter account. Yeah, he does lots of gaming announcements and sales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he was doing like really great recaps of all of the conferences. He's watching it so you don't have.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have to. And so I would just skim through good, that instead
best,
of watching
the best boys online do that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So definitely recommend everyone to do that. But yeah, I mean, Microsoft wise, the big moment in it was during Cyberpunk 2077?
One of them.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, 2077 sounds right.
Keanu Reeves came out.
The man of the year.
I mean, very, very well chosen on their behalf.
So it's like hit the nail on the head, right? Read those trend charts extremely well.
Yeah. Obviously, he's very much in the ether right now.
His presence on stage was amazing.
Yeah, fully.
He just went, Cyberpunk! He just kept repeating things. He was great. And when that person yelled out, you're beautiful.
Yep.
And he's like, you're beautiful too.
Do you know what his character's name is?
No.
So his name...
John...
It's something really John fucking Lick. Funny, but I can't find where it's written. Johnny Silverhand.
That rules. Well, he has got a metal arm.
It's kind of like Johnny Mnemonic. Didn't Johnny Mnemonic have a metal arm?
He was Johnny Mnemonic. I can't remember. I mean, this dude's so cyberpunk.
What do you think of that game as a someone who has watched a lot of cyberpunk over the years?
It's kind of a game.
I wish it wasn't called Cyberpunk still.
It's worst title. It is, I guess, the closest thing I'll get to playing the Blade Runner game on PC, which like you can no longer get, and the company that made it and its parent company no longer exists. Like I think Virgin published it, and before, or maybe like I don't know. There's like 2 degrees of publishers that don't exist anymore, so that game is like sitting somewhere, nowhere. But it is, you know, for better or for worse, it looks like the cyberpunk we've come to. It looks actually more like Akira than Blade Runner, I think.
Yep.
Which I watched this week. I watched that on the Queen's birthday. I celebrated by watching the Otomo classic Akira, as you should. But
that is on Anime Lab now.
It is on Anime Lab. That's where I watched it.
No tentacles though.
Yeah. No. Well, you can find them. Yeah. I mean, I'm curious. It looks fun.
Yeah.
Good developer. They're friends with Kojima.
That's definitely the biggest highlight on in Microsoft's conference.
But then it's on every console.
Yeah, but whatever. They got the glory moment for it, so good on
that
them.
Shit, I still don't really get that. I guess that publisher isn't too small to warrant a big conference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. The third parties have got to go somewhere. And I was expecting way more of them to show up at Microsoft. I thought Capcom would be it.
Well, you made that. You thought Miyamoto was going to walk out.
Yeah, but they were like, they announced
none of that happened.
They put up their schedule, the Microsoft schedule, for E3, and they included the Nintendo Direct in it.
That is weird.
And we obviously will find out why. But yeah, I thought that suggested much more of a partnership. Whatever. They announced the Project Scarlet and whatever. It's just another Xbox.
What's this gen now? Eighth gen?
I can't remember.
It's the true next gen. Yeah. It? It's not a Xbox One S.
It's going to beat PS5 to the punch.
Yeah.
Because the losing team always goes first.
Yeah. I honestly don't know when they'll announce any PS5 stuff. I don't see it coming out till Christmas next year. And they even then at that.
Well, that's exactly when the next Xbox is coming out.
I reckon even later then.
We got, obviously there's going to be a Halo game for it. Before that, we're going to get a Gears game.
I saw that Gears Halo trailer, man. I've never played
it. It wasn't even a trailer. There was no gameplay. So.
Yeah, it did nothing for me.
That was the thing. Like I know Nintendo has been guilty of this in the past of just kind of saying the right thing for the fans that are already there and doing nothing to win new ones over. But that's how I felt watching.
So who
this
makes
sort
it now?
Stuff.
It's not Bungie or anyone, is it? Like the original makers?
I'm not sure. I'll get it wrong. But I don't know. There a few cool things. I'll give you some cool positives from the conference. There's a new Tales game, the JRPG series. It's just rare to see a GR, Tales of Vesperia, Tales of...
Oh, yeah.
So this new one is called Tales of Arise.
Thinking about Miles, inverted commas, Tales.
Oh, right, yeah, Tales from Sonic.
Sorry, why didn't I hear about this? Because I've still got to do my deep dive on all the Sonic characters. Remember, I've been doing an explanation.
Yeah, coming soon.
Yeah.
You're really going deep. It's going to be a good 6 month long.
It's going to be a spin-off series. It's my serial. It's my S-Town if this is serial.
From Software announced their new collaboration with George R.R. Martin.
How's that, motherfucker? Like, the show's finished that are supposedly based off his books. Just not writing books and making games companies is so great. Just like, I'm never writing these books.
Sorry, guys. I'm a gamer now.
So good. I rose up and reading's lame.
I love if in his final book, De Niro.
De Niro. It's Robert. It's like Meet the Parents.
Oh, right. Yeah. De Niro, the famous Game of Thrones character, is a gamer now.
Yeah. That'd be great.
They're actually just LARPers.
You're talking to me.
They
game. I game. Yeah, that looks interesting. But it didn't say whether it's a Souls game or not.
It's not. I don't know. It could be linked to the universe somewhere.
But I mean, I wonder if it's the same play style or not.
Yeah, true.
It looked more like RPG-ish. Not.
They all have RPG elements, but yeah, mostly it's just that brutal kind of combat.
Yeah. Shout out to having your own genre,
totally. Just named after the first game.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are, Metroid?
Didn't happen until a few years ago, did it? Metroidvania started getting used.
Yeah, I guess
not.
Yeah. The big announcement for a new company that they've acquired is...
I wanted to call something else to Metroidvania. Big Samus style or something like that.
Yeah, but then you neglect poor old Castlevania.
Oh, yeah. What was that dumb back to front kid called?
Crisscross?
No, Araculate or whatever it was called.
Alucard.
Alucard,
from
Castlevania.
Dumb backwards kid.
Yeah.
He's the fucking greatest. You'd love him. He's a sexy vampire.
It's just
sexy
the worst
half
name.
Vampire. Alucard.
He sounds like some bitch from Twilight.
He invented bitches from Twilight.
Yeah.
Microsoft announced that they acquired Double Fine.
Oh, yeah.
So Psychonauts 2 is the next game that Double Fine
is putting
out.
Psychonauts 2 character design is some of the ugliest shit I've ever seen.
I mean, I played the first Psychonauts game on PS2.
It looks ugly as hell.
It works.
That art style is so bad.
Yeah, it worked on PS2. I don't know how it's going to work.
I'm going to describe it for blind listeners.
Okay, great. It looks like Klasky Supo kind of characters.
Like
a Rugrat or a Wild Thornberry.
Yeah, but not with that charming Mark Mothersbaugh. You know what I mean? The music of Mark Mothersbaugh calms you down. Where is it?
Yeah, it's pretty hideous shit. You're right.
It's disgusting.
It's a good
one. Looks like some fucked... Look at that shit. Yeah. Look at this. It just looks like some shit like...
It works when you're playing a PS2 game.
Yeah.
But I don't know how
look at that. That's
look
disgusting.
In HD.
That looks like the thing that nightmares are made of. Look at that. Just revolting.
it does look like, yeah, like very early DreamWorks animated.
Yeah, I was trying to think. It looks like a straight. It looks like, you know,
like
what it looks
ants.
Like.
It looks like the movie Ants.
Yeah, it looks like a Netflix TV series based off a DreamWorks film.
I love it.
So they've palmed it off to like some fucked up animation studio that they've outsourced in like a third world country.
Yep.
It's disgusting. I hate it.
Okay, well then we've got Bethesda next.
I'm never playing it.
Bethesda is a game publisher that I know you dislike passionately.
They've just sold me broken things in the past, and I don't like
they
that.
They just, when you buy one of Bethesda's, I mean, especially their main two flagship games, a Fallout or a
Elder Scrolls,
you're buying an unfinished game.
Yeah, I just think that's rude, and I hate the like they're also not geniuses, so I don't get the like special treatment where someone's like, oh, it's what they always do. It's like, yeah, you know what every other publisher tends to not do? Like they finish their games or they man up like Nintendo and go, oh, it's coming out next year now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sure.
They're not releasing it because it's not finished.
So on that note, the first thing that they did was apologize for Fallout 76.
Did they?
Well, like not, they weren't like, we're sorry for everything. They were like, you know, we know we made some mistakes and we're going to do our best to, you know, make it good.
But like, imagine hanging around still, like as if you wouldn't have moved on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why they spent so much money on it.
No, but I just mean like, imagine being a gamer and going like, yeah, I'll go back to
imagine that. Being a gamer.
Yeah, I never know how that feels.
They announced a bunch of new modes for that. We got a big, great look at Doom Eternal. Did you watch the trailer for that, man?
It did nothing for me.
Really?
It's just like, I won't play it.
This looks like super fun gore. I saw it on my
But so did the last Doom game, and I didn't play that.
I got to get him.
I was like, oh, that one looks fun. But then I'm like, yeah, I'll get him one time. Like, it's not at the top of my list. It does look fun as hell. But I also like, it's just Doom. Like, it's like, to me, it's like Mortal Kombat. Like, they're games that, to me, meant heaps big in the 90s because they were like pushing boundaries. They were super different. And now, like, the person who created them or the company has nothing to do with it anymore. And these like titles have wound up elsewhere.
Have you looked into the story of the latest Mortal Kombat game?
Oh, it's fucking bonkers.
Yeah, it's so up your alley, I reckon.
Yeah, and all the, and it's like Tobias Boone and everyone's still making it.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff. Yeah, yeah. But it's just like, okay, Mortal Kombat aside. It's just like something that I'm like, this doesn't need to exist now. Like, this is truly for nostalgia purposes. Which,
no, Doom, I don't think so.
Like, I think so.
I think it's a genre of game unto itself.
You reckon?
It is a very fast paced, like brutal shooter.
I guess it's like a good.
I don't like first person shooters, but that appeals to me because there's a lot of like platforming in it.
I guess it's good to like it's a good counter to like all the like World War like II shit that's out.
Yeah, well, I'd much rather play a Doom game, even like a Wolfenstein, which I appreciate as well.
I would be more into the new. I'm more into that new Wolfenstein because it's doing my like one of my favorite ass things ever is alternate timeline
and
I'm,
like sure.
The 70s or 60s Nazi shit like that to me is so exciting.
Yep.
No, you know what? Doom did look cool, but I think it's just that it's Bethesda.
I mean, the other Doom games that they've made recently are pretty well received.
Yeah.
I want to play one of them. I will.
I played on PS4. I think it's a lot cheaper than Switch.
Oh, of course. I'm definitely not getting the Switch version.
It'll be...
There are certain games, and one of them we're going to be talking about later.
How unplayable that would be.
The Witcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still kind of keen.
I'm so curious to see how and why.
I kind of feel like if... Obviously, we'll talk about it more later, but like, yeah, I mean... Project Red, who again, they're the guys that are making Cyberpunk 2077. Like, yeah, they announced the Switch port of The Witcher 3, which is like a lot of people's favorite game of this generation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like, maybe it works and just doesn't look as good or something.
Yeah. It's
the idea of playing an enormous third person action RPG, like a la Breath of the Wild, except even bigger in handheld mode is actually super appealing.
Well, not bigger.
Like
physically bigger.
Bigger in scope.
I think Breath of the Wild.
No, it's a much longer game. There's way more to do.
Sure.
Yeah. But I think the highlight for me for the Bethesda conference was the new game directed by Ikumi Nakamura.
Oh yeah, that looks sick.
She has worked on all kinds of great shit in the past.
Yeah. What is some of that great shit? What do you think?
Evil Within. Yeah. But then that's
big on GameCube, or PlayStation?
Yeah, and then the Evil Within director is like, he's the original Resident Evil director.
Yeah.
A lot of other games in between then and now. But she came out and introduced a new game called...
Tokyo something?
Ghostwire Tokyo.
Yeah, it looks sick.
Looks like fucking crazy weird.
It kind of looked like The Leftovers at one bit when like everyone disappeared.
Or like even Endgame, yeah.
Yeah, well, Endgame looked like The Leftovers.
Yeah.
when like everyone disappeared and shit. That
but
was
like, yeah, it looked like an unsettling horror game, which yeah. You know, normally like a horror game is like jump scares.
Extremely photorealistic Tokyo as well.
Yeah, yeah, that looked really, really cool.
Yeah.
Another game called Deathloop looked pretty fun by the Arcane. And I got my hopes up for one moment because I saw people sharing screenshots of Commander Keen.
Oh my God, this is great.
They're doing a free-to-play mobile game of Commander Keen.
Art style makes Psychonauts look like Breath of the Wild, look like Death Stranding.
Oh, fuck. On that note, I forgot to mention the Battletoads reveal in Microsoft Conference. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It looks awful.
Yeah, it looks like a Flash game.
It just, like, I don't know. I remember, like... Like Battletoads is like a mix of like beat 'em up with platforming.
Yeah, and one of the hardest games ever made.
Yeah, but this one looks, I don't know.
A remake?
No, it's a new game. But right. It just looks so busy, but also like really nothing going on in the background.
I hate that art style when it's too. Like, it just looks like Flash.
So yeah, it's Bethesda.
Yeah.
Then we had the Devolver Digital.
Oh yeah, I watched that one.
Little quick,
surprisingly,
20-minute. E3 unconference thing.
Little too epic bacon for me.
Yeah, definitely. It is very it is like
I was like, oh, who here wrote the Rick and Morty spec script that got knocked back and turned it into this?
It is fun watching that though after a bunch of very dry.
When I see like a CEO with a mohawk, I'm just like, okay, I know who's getting the Xbox cologne in this building when it comes.
Didn't he get his throat ripped out or something in the video?
I don't know. I think everyone got killed and everyone came. It was very Rick and Morty where like timelines and robots and. Funny word, like awesome sauce. I liked the games, but it was very cringe.
No, yeah.
I was watching on a train and I was like, so glad I had headphones. It was very epic bacon.
They had some amazing announcements in that Devolver conference. The coolest thing is like one of their biggest games, Enter the Gungeon, is getting proper arcade cabinet release. I wrote to the Devolver rep in Australia asking if they were going to bring one here, and he said, sadly, no.
There'll be like one in Austin.
It's like, it's like $5,000 US to get one of his consoles.
Yeah, they'll have one at the Austin dive bar. It's not really a dive bar that's owned by like a conglomerate, and they'll have one at New York.
Yeah, it's a light gun arcade game too, like House of the Dead, and it's even called House of the Gun Dead.
That's right.
And you just shoot big bullets who also shoot bullets at you.
I mean, that's kind of fun.
Super fun.
Yeah, we'll never play it.
Devolver probably my favorite indie publisher this year. And I'm looking forward to all the games that they announced in that little...
Bootleg thing was funny. Is that real?
Yeah, it's real. I bought it.
So they made fake games.
They made Devolver Bootleg, which is 8 bootleg knockoff versions of their most popular games. So like you've got Gatto Roboto, which is their recent
cat
Metroid game.
Yeah.
But they made a Cat Castlevania game as the bootleg version. And it's just like this really shitty Flash Castlevania
style. Are they short games or something?
Yeah, I bought it and then realized that it only works on PC. So I fucked up. I gave it to John. So John and I are going to play some on all the small games
this week.
My indie game podcast, if you want to check that out too. Ubisoft conference was yesterday morning. Only really 2 games in this that
Monsoir
kind of...
Soft.
I thought the Watch Dogs 3 looks kind of fucking awesome.
Oh, where you like take over people? Mario Odyssey?
Every character, every person in this game can be a character that you play as.
How does that happen? You message them or something?
You recruit them. And they're like, there's kind of like a character is almost like Charlie's Angels style. Like, you know, okay, my angels, now this is the mission that we're going to do. And so you kind of, you can recruit anyone that you see in the world.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's a cool, fun mechanic that we haven't really seen in a game before. It's almost like a really, really big take on like Pikmin or something.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't see the gameplay or anything.
It's set in England, so trigger beans. Warning for you. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of beans in this game. You can recruit beans.
We've got to hack Heinz, so they start putting.
All right, I'm hungry. Banksy's someone recruit some beans. I want to recruit some bacon.
I'm gonna put some Banksy's in the beans and
recruit a baked tomato. Yeah.
We'll put the beans under Buckingham Palace.
So they had a great start to their conference and...
Lots of then, French accents?
Yeah, a lot of them. And then like nothing really appealed to me or you until the end when they announced a Breath of the Wild style, like
oh, yeah.
chibi kind of
Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, it's called Gods and Monsters.
Sounds like it was a hobby almost from the Assassin's Creed Odyssey people, because they were like obsessed with
Greek mythology,
and they're just like, let's make a cool ass game with the gods and monsters in it.
Yeah, it's like a Zelda style game based in Greek mythology. Sounds good to me. Really, really great. Yeah,
sounds great.
It's coming to Switch. Sign me up for these. That looks really cool.
That sounds great.
Bummed that there wasn't any more. Like, you know, we've got obviously the Mario Rabbids game in the past. We've got the Star Fox stuff last year in the Ubisoft conference. I thought for sure we would get something else. I thought maybe we'd get a new Rayman.
You did. You thought Rayman Miyamoto was coming out again.
Yeah.
You like every console.
I just wanted Miyamoto in every single conference this year. Instead, he didn't show up in any.
You're a human chief.
Yeah.
He didn't go, did he?
He's old as fuck. He's just spending time in his garden thinking of new weird games.
He's down at the local pool looking for game ideas, but then getting kicked out because people don't recognize who he is.
So the Kinda Funny showcase was 60 new indie game announcements, and we'll be going through that on All the Small Games this week
as well.
Kinda Funny showcase. It was like just an indie games one.
So they make games, do they?
No, they're like a podcast thing. Oh. So they put it on a conference to kind of bring light to indie. It's kind of a cool idea. You thought the Devolver front conference was cringy.
Epic Bacon was his sir, you won the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. but
you now, still won the internet today.
Now a conference that I know you watched from start to finish with me. All 90 minutes of it. This motherfucking thing was long.
Square Enix. I stayed back from work another 2 hours.
Square Enix. Their big conference was bookended by the Final Fantasy VII remake and the Crystal Dynamics Avengers game.
I still can't believe.
Hello, I'm back again. There's so much more podcast. But if you want to hear that, which I'm sure you do, you can actually jump over to the HeyFam feed. I've linked it in the bottom if you've got about 37 minutes. You bloody writer's reign. You can just continue on. But yeah, like I said, HeyFam's a great podcast. They also do movies and comics and TV shows and things like that, but with a stronger emphasis on video games than what we do. So yeah, give them a bloody subscribe or a thumbs up or whatever you're supposed to do on podcast. You know what you're doing, presumably. All right, thank you. We'll see you on Monday for the next Weekly Planet. What are we doing? Men in Black? Yeah, Men in Black and Black Mirror, I think. There you go. Okay, bye. Oh, Mason, do you want to say anything while you're here? I'm the biggest dickhead in podcasting. Oh, we know that, Mason. Come on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.